Vince is back, sadly, after the Endeavor purchase. So much stupid to talk about, and we'll get to it all next. I'm not taking this as, you know, everyone else has. I've seen a lot of, you know, nice takes, seen a lot of hot takes, a lot of people just losing their fucking minds, and there's going to be some French in this one, so pardon moi. You know, but, you know, Vince McMahon back. It had a really odd feeling just because, like, you could tell the product from, let's say, right before SummerSlam to SummerSlam, and then what we started seeing with the timing-wise and match lengths and stuff like that, you know, at premium live events and TV, had a whole different vibe to it. Night one of WrestleMania had a completely different vibe than night two. Again, I went over that. Check out the shows if you didn't. But I too didn't have, you know, as fair of a, you know, chance because, you know, just some things that were involved that were all gone. Yeah, that's the problem with it. But, you know, night two, even with, you know, lower expectations because of all the matches, there was still a lot of this doesn't feel right. And then Raw had, I think, 30 total minutes of wrestling all together in a 3-hour show, which is, goddamn, yeah, that's just abysmal and pathetic. But, you know, it really does seem, you know, I mean, we all thought he was going to come back. And I've been saying it since, you know, he went away that if anyone's going to kill it, it's going to be him, damn it. And I just don't get why Endeavor let him in for the amount of money that was involved. And yes, I heard there's all kinds of, you know, it's being looked into and it's not done yet and all of that. But, you know, if they have the controlling, you know, that 51%, why would they let him back in the first place? Things were going, you know, better. At least the shows were watchable. It wasn't just, again, two hours of people just flapping their jibs in commercials. We actually got to at least see wrestling in the process of it, which, you know, call me crazy, but that's kind of why everyone tunes in. We don't tune in to see a bunch of people just flap their gums for hours on end. Yeah, you know, that's not what made them what the fuck they were in the Attitude Era going on. What it was, the matches and the stories and stuff like that. Yeah, we still had our talking segments, but the 2-hour show wasn't an hour and 20 minutes of talking with 20 minutes of matches. That's not how they did it. It never worked. It's going to work, you know, the way they had it going. At least it would have worked. And, you know, it's just really pathetic. I don't know. I got a few things, you know, wrote down just to make sure I didn't fucking forget anything. But Seth's segment, that was ridiculous. I'm just standing there for 9 seconds, and you could see, you know, the videos of the commercial break, them coming and telling him Spike and Mike, like he just wasn't happy about it all. And I honestly don't blame because everything was going. Not seeing Bailey with damage control is fucking, that was just weird. Yeah, there's a lot of ways to put it, but that was weird, you know. She was always there. Brock randomly deciding to be Cody's tag team partner and then smashing him, you know, in the main event. So Roman didn't have to do anything. That's a very Vince thing. But I do have some other thoughts on that outside of that. So, you know, I'll get to that one a bit later when I get all this shit off my chest. But I do see a good thing that could happen there. But there was no big surprises, no call-ups, no returns, no people that they signed that, you know, are shocking people. You know, none of that. Congratulations to AEW on getting, you know, Jay White. Apparently that's the big one. And if Vince coming back is why he didn't, that doesn't surprise me because we all know what the product is with Vince. And really, though, the best thing, like, we didn't get any of that. The best thing we've gotten in years, it wasn't even good. It was a pile of shit. And that was, Elias was gone. Suddenly his brother Ezekiel was there. Like, that's what we've gotten the last couple of years. They went from the best show of the year to absolute just piles of piss. Buckets of piss? I don't know, whatever the hell you want to call it. But it was really just shit, and it's a bad look going forward. Like, I don't understand. This kind of Endeavor thing kind of goes with when Fox gave them billions of dollars for SmackDown. And, you know, for what? Because the Romans, like 90% of the show was Roman when he wasn't there. You know, they had nothing, and yet they still let him have creative control, even though they gave them, you know, billions of dollars. So I don't get it. I don't like it. But like I said, the Cody thing could work out, though. There is that shiny thing. You know, Brock just makes no sense in being there. You know, from what he was doing with Omos to that, you know, it's a very big departure. Maybe not even get into Omos. You knew who had their fingers all over that pile of shit. You did. Who's going to deny that when Brock versus Omos? Yeah, that's a Vince thing. That was just a bad thing. But, you know, when I say adversity, because I know people are freaking out. I've seen a lot of people yelling. Yeah, you know, the Peck and winning the match with that. Yeah, that was adversity. That was it. But minus that thing and going through that and then coming back, which does take time. But on screen, you know, camera-wise, you know, like he goes against Usos. He beats the Usos. Lots of talking points. Comes out last of the Royal Rumble. Gets right in there, you know, and gets screwed by the Bloodline repeatedly like everyone else has, which is why it's so drawn out. And I'm over it, at least, just because it's literally the same thing. It's just different words and a different human being on the other side. Now, how many times can you see that shit? We're going on almost 3 years of that. But, you know, people say, you know, the Pack and all. Yes, that was adversity. But, you know, we're talking character-wise. You know, having to work through someone like Brock will build up credibility and all that. And it'll help him just because it's still damn Brock. So that could work out to be a good thing. You know, so all of you saying that he went through adversity, what do you call Terrence Peck and all that? Yeah, that was adversity, but it wasn't like character-wise. He came back, he won the Rumble, he went right on the trajectory that he was already on without any, you know, big struggles. Again, came out last of the Royal Rumble. You know, so that could work out good for all the people that seem to be missing that part of it. Not me trying to be a dick, but it's true. It gives Brock something to do that's actually, you know, worth something, and it could help Cody just because of where Brock's been, and it's actual adversity. Again, tell me where I'm wrong, but I think I'm making more sense of it than a lot of people that I've heard take, you know, make takes on it. Because tearing the Peck, adversity. Doing the match in it, fantastic. But he came in, he beat the hell out of, you know, Seth all those times. He didn't get beat down. He came in last at the Rumble. You know, it's just easy getting there. This will give him adversity and could help. So, yeah, and it could lead to a good payout. Do I have faith in Vince getting anything done properly? Hell no. Not at all. He's proven that way too much the last couple of years. But that could be a good thing. And sadly, you know, the other part of it is the big ripple effect that we have seen, you know, from people, you know, that are unhappy and want to leave. You know, they're having their segments thrown all over God's creation as they're doing the show. That are probably going to get fired just out of spite, regardless of how everything's working. And we know that that's all coming, especially if, you know, he's got this big, you know, position and they couldn't just say, here you go. Now, we don't want to see you again, which anyone with a brain would have done because the product and the ratings just sucked for forever. You could tell how much people didn't like Night 2 of Mania. It was the lowest rated Raw after Mania in 30 years. Like, that's abysmal. But, you know, it's not all bad. When I say that, I will say there's going to be things like Hit Row, which if they get fired, you know, see you later. You know, it didn't work. It didn't work with them before Swerve joined. It hasn't worked without Swerve now. It wouldn't be a loss if they were gone. You know, that I'm okay with just because. And everyone, again, can admit that shit, too, that it wasn't good without him at then, and it's not good without him now. But there's a lot of guys like the Crosses of the world, you know, who's been misbooked, where him going somewhere could just help, so at least he's doing something that matters. Because they came right in with the Drew and Roman thing, and then what has he done since then? I mean, well, lately he was talking about, you know, Ray being such a bad father, and they had to keep that shit, because heaven forbid, you know, they give him anything useful. But, you know, there's also the spiteful list, which is, you know, people like Strowman, even though, you know, he was in main events and doing stuff right before he got released, and this thing with Ricochet is actually working, and they make a good team. You know, they work well together. People dig it. You get rid of him just because he brought him back. Bray, you know, rumors between, you know, health, injury, creative. Vince wanted to bring back the Fiend. Like, there's a million rumors going on. No matter what, those two did not see eye to eye for a very long time. So that'll happen. And I liked it being long and drawn out. Not as drawn out as it was. They could have done the whole, you know, new Bray thing a little faster. So it wasn't as slow, but you know, that's going to happen. And then, you know, we've seen Bayley's unhappy. We saw her tweet on Monday, Drew contract thing, Alexa, Seth being on that. Like, there's a lot of people that could have a giant ripple effect that are big draws. And I think if they lose enough of them to go to other companies like that, will finally, you know, because some of these names that we're mentioning, like the Seth and that, are the reason that people watch the damn show. And that could be cataclysmic just because he just can't leave well enough alone and just go the fuck away. Like, it's not, we've been running it for forever. The $1 million investment turned into like $9 billion. Just go away. It's not, I granted, it's all he's ever had. So I understand that. But, you know, it's killing me. And the worst part of it all, never mind, you know, I talked about the fans and all that. We all know that. Yeah. It is the wrestlers, I said. Yeah, man. If we talk about the wrestlers, You know, but they can go find other work. They could be miserable now, but they can go on to other things, or, you know, things will calm down and, you know, they could continue their thing. The bad thing is damn fans, because some of them, I know I probably won't include it, even with doing this, it was hard to get to watch, you know, to watch the shows at times, to even talk about it, or, you know, to watch it live, just because what was the point? Because I knew there's someone on the other side of the couch, I was going to rip my head off because it was just that bad. And this is the first time in a while where she's like, yeah. She got up and she just left the room and I didn't see her because it was going that terribly. Like she'd sit, come in, she'd go, huh. And she'd be gone again. Like some of us that finally got fully invested because we were having shows that were mostly matches. It wasn't just a bunch of wasted time and people talking. We went from that to 30 minutes of wrestling on a 3-hour show. And, you know, some of us were so fully, we've been long for the ride. It was finally getting really good to where they're getting everyone back. And then this happened. And again, they get the worst rated Raw after Mania ever. And I think they said, 30? Like, they made this big deal. Like, that's just, that's ridiculous and unacceptable. And, you know, sadly, all that's probably gone now. We'll see on SmackDown tonight. Hopefully, you know, I really want to see what Triple H has to say. Hopefully it's not, you know, just, you know, like it was with Vince. But, yeah, he started out, he gave a speech and thanked the guys in the back and everyone that does all the work, which is something Vince never would have fucking done. And, you know, all this is happening. So it felt, you know, it was like, yeah, they deserve it. But then he also had that this kind of feels like a goodbye moment going on, which absolutely, you know, sucks. So hopefully it's not a goodbye. But, you know, there's just, if things were going good, and why just rip the rug out from underneath everybody? Because you just can't get over your damn narcissistic self when he just keeps proving everything anyone's ever said about him. That, you know, whether he or people, and all these people get offended by when people call him out for being a narcissistic, you know, asshole, but then he does stuff like this. So I don't know. I hope it's not a goodbye, but the vibe has seemed to change. You can see the videos of people, like, again, Seth, unhappy, Bailey's tweet. A lot of people seem very, very unhappy and ready to get out the damn door. And it sucks because, you know, they did build something that was at least, you know, that was watchable. While some people were getting wasted, again, the crosses of the world, at least most of it, you know, was still entertaining and mostly wrestling. It wasn't just people flapping their jibs. Like, we went from a point where it was all talking and a little wrestling to a lot of wrestling in about as many minutes as I did this with people running their mouths. But yeah, we'll see what he does tonight. I just don't like it. I don't like, hopefully Endeavor does something, just because regardless how you fucking feel about him, the product sucked for years and he needed to go away for years. Like, when you got 4 and 5 year olds being able to predict everything before everything comes on, that's a bad sign. We finally at least got rid of some of that. Now, again, on its judgment day, it's always the same thing. You know, the bloodline, all that, you know. But at least it wasn't as bad and people wanted to watch it. But again, what the hell do I know? But thanks for watching. Don't forget, the YouTube channel's active. Post it all on there. Rumble, BitChute, CloudHub, whenever they work. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spotify for Podcaster, / Anchor, whichever it comes up as. I think it's still Anchor in the app, but the image is Spotify Podcaster. So it's a weird thing, but, you know, check it out on there, where you could also give support to the show, which would help, you know, a monthly thing to help get the trademarks and stuff that we need in equipment. Also, you can leave voice messages and tell me exactly how you feel. That would be exciting. I'd like to hear that. Yeah, iHeartRadio, Audible. Yeah, that covers it. So, yeah, check them all out. Subscribe, whatever your favorites. Go on there and rate them. That helps immensely. And we'll see where all this goes. Again, I'm intrigued to see what Triple H has to say tonight. And hopefully it's not just some dumb little thing like when Vince was about to leave the company. We're all going, eh. And then he vanished. Yeah, hopefully it's not, because I thought, you know, he's deserved better for everything he's done. But Vince is Vince. And there's nothing we can do about that. But time will tell. Follow Wrestling Ski on Twitter. I appreciate y'all. Share the hell out of this. Bye-bye.